If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Hey, everybody, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark. We have this running series we've been working on about the craziest Republicans running across the country. There's been a lot of attention, a lot of conversation in the mainstream media about some of these lefty populist candidates and their streamer friends. And there's a lot of back and forth about that. And people like to talk about that. And the crazy Republicans have become like this dog bites man story where it's like, oh, you have a insane insurrectionist that wants to end democracy, that wants to be governor of Pennsylvania. Why should that be on CNN? We don't want to talk about that. That's not interesting anymore. We've been there, done that for 10 years. And so we want to highlight all of these people so folks have a one-stop shop to learn about them. So far, we've talked about Mike Collins. Interesting story today. He had a staffer who was a Nazi twink. So anyway, that sort of supports a lot of the white supremacist stuff he was doing. You have Zach Lane, the Kansas sex toy investor, and then Andy Biggs, probably the craziest of all, running in Arizona. We have a fourth candidate, the third, that is running for governor. All these candidates have run statewide. And we want to focus on Stacey Garrity. She is the state treasurer in Pennsylvania, which is a little concerning if you kind of think about the book balancing in Pennsylvania. Luckily, she got Josh Shapiro to kind of check her math if necessary. And I've brought Joe Perticone, our congressional reporter, author of the Press Pass newsletter, on to help teach me about all the craziness of Stacey Garrity. He has an article out today, says we are not prepared for election denying swing state governors. And if she was doing better than her polls say, Stacey Garrity would be one of those. Joe, thanks for helping me out on this one.
Glad to be here.
All right, Joe, I want to get into her election denial since that was what you wrote about. But just give me the basics on Stacey. She's the treasurer, big Trumper.
Big Trumper. The way she kind of became the front runner and then ultimately the nominee was very strange. She was at a dinner with Lancaster County Republicans and Scott Perry, one of the key architects of the Stop the Steal component on Capitol Hill, said,
along
hey,
with Andy Biggs, a previous focus of the series.
Yes, Freedom Caucus guys. And he goes, hey, President Trump's got a question for you. And she's like, all right, I got to pick up the phone. Scott Perry. And there was one question and she answered it correctly because after she answered it, 20 minutes later, Trump put out the endorsement on Truth Social. We don't know what the question was. She hasn't said.
I could guess. Who won the 2020 election?
Will you approve the renaming of the Finger Lakes? You know, she got here just by like doing the yes, sir to Trump. But she did that long before. Very much into election denial. All of that. And now she's the nominee for a major swing state. Though of the big swing state gubernatorial nominees, she's not doing so hot.
Latest poll has her down by 16 to Josh Shapiro getting mogged.
Bad?
We used to be schlonged. Now it's mogged. Kind of, we're just kind of updating what the word of choice is if you're losing it by that much. Garrity. So when you talk about how she's been a yes sir, Mr. Trump sir for a while now, let's take the clock back to January 5th, 2021. This is something that people, I think, forget because, you know, on January 6th, a mob of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol, beat up cops, and you know, tried to hang Mike Pence. But on January 5th, there were a series of rallies at state capitals trying to pressure the state legislators. And Stacey Garrity spoke at one of those in Harrisburg.
And a lot of these, you know, candidates were very active, and Garrity was just yet another one. And that's sort of how she got this start into being one of the big MAGA figures in a dwindling kind of MAGA world in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, mini insurrections, you know, a little Harrisburg insurrection, some light fare. Okay, then in 2022, she's at a Dr. Oz campaign rally. And again, Trump is not on the ballot in 2022. Dr. Oz ends up losing, in case people forgot about that. But she's one of his surrogates. Let's take a look.
So I'm telling you, this is the first time we had a Republican treasurer in 20 years and the first time a Republican beat a Democrat incumbent since 1988. And I have President Donald J. Trump to thank for that. He gave me 3 shout-outs. I spoke at 2 of the rallies. I led the pledge. It was incredible. And we know that he won.
We know that he won. That's her in 2022, years after he lost to Joe Biden. It's a little slip up there. Donald Trump.
Well, I mean, you heard it there when she was next to Donald. She said, we know that he won. And that's how, like, this was, like, really early on. There were some people who were just, like, not talking about it. She, you know, was really carrying it on when he was very unpopular heading into those midterms and got much worse after. And she really didn't stop with the election denialism at that point.
Kind of an OG, kind of a hipster election denier. She's like the January 5th election denier, not just January 6th. So good on her. The Epstein files, we had to kind of a series of issues this year. She's continued loyalty to Trump no matter what. She's not distanced herself from him on anything. Like we've seen from some of the MAGA folks, one of the issues that we saw a handful of people distance on was the Epstein files. Here was Garrity on a radio show when she was asked about that.
Jasmine Crockett. Did you hear her statement?
That no.
She made a statement at a hearing, and she went through a list. They're trying to the Democrats are trying to fight back on this Jeffrey Epstein stuff, and she runs through a list of people who took Republicans who took money from Jeffrey Epstein. It wasn't the pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. It was people named Jeffrey Epstein.
I did see that. That was crazy. I don't know why they're even making such a big deal about it.
You know, that was kind of a miss by Jasmine Crockett. I will say several misses for her this year. But of note, Garrity, you know, not saying there, well, I think the file should be released. You know, I'm concerned about the cover up. Her position is, I don't know why they're making such a big deal about it.
That was kind of how it was going on Capitol Hill. So it's interesting that, and then definitely in like the conservative media sphere. So like on Fox, they were like, why are you guys still harking about this? It's part of the modern party litmus test where everything the boss says, you have to agree to. Or if the boss doesn't want to hear something, you can't say it.
Data centers is another one that has been a hot button in these races. Earlier this month, she was asked whether she was out of line with Trump on data centers. It's an interesting way for the reporter to phrase that question. And Stacey says, of course, no, I don't think I am. You know, I think we need to get stakeholders across the table, et cetera, et cetera. She is fine, you know, with data centers, as long as Mr. Trump's fine with them. Maybe if he changes his mind, she will. She also said that she was a chump for Trump. She called herself that. I mean, I don't know how much more analysis is needed here. Long story short, Stacey Garrity running for governor of Pennsylvania, not like House, where she's saying, I'm going to vote for everything that he wants. Like, she's running for governor of the state, saying basically, whatever Trump wants, I will do. That's kind of alarming if you get into a situation in 2028 like we had in 2020.
Yeah, you look at like chain of possession on ballots and things like that, or managing recounts, or deciding whether or not the elections are certified at the state level. The fact that Garrity is one of 5 election deniers running for governor right now, you know, she doesn't look like she's poised to win, but it could only take one. And so it is very concerning to see someone like her. She got the nomination because Donald Trump told the Republican voters of Pennsylvania, make her the nominee. That is basically how he's usurped the kind of state party system.
This message is sponsored by Upwork. One thing I've learned from working in media is that you can't do everything yourself. I've tried. It sucks. I failed. There's a point where you have to recognize what you're good at and then find people who are experts at things that you're not good at. That's where Upwork comes in. Upwork gives you fast access to highly skilled freelance professionals who can help fill critical skill gaps, who can launch projects faster, and who can give your team the expertise that it needs without committing to another full hire. You can find specialists for everything from marketing and design to software development, AI implementation, and business operations. You can browse profiles, review past work, and hire people with proven track records. Also, you can feel confident that you're bringing in the right person onto the project. And if you need the best of the best, well, Business Plus gives you access to the top 1% of talent on Upwork. Its AI-powered shortlisting can deliver a curated list of top freelancers matched to your goals in under 6 hours. So you're not spending days scrolling through profiles. And folks, I've been there. Hiring is so difficult. I've scrolled through profiles and it is a pain. So visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That is Upwork.com to connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
So Garrity Biggs and Tom Tiffany, who we'll get to in a future edition of the series, running for governor of Wisconsin, the three of them were very enthusiastic election deniers, like not just going along with it, but at the rallies, signing, legal filings, trying to cancel the legal votes of citizens of their states. Who are the other two that you're flagging?
In Michigan, you got John James, who kind of like has coded normie sometimes. Yep. He lost two Senate races in a row, which usually is, take the hint. We're not going to elect you statewide when that happens. But he said after 2020, when he lost to Gary Peters, he was like, refused to concede. And he was saying there are irregularities, not just in Trump's election, but in his own. He's shown to, if he doesn't like something, well, then it can't possibly be real. And then the other state is in Georgia, where you have this healthcare executive, Rick Jackson, because he is from that business background. There isn't this deep legislative record, but one of his opening ads when he launched his run for governor was to compare Brad Raffensperger, the Georgia Secretary of State, who did certify the election, to compare him to Judas. So if you want a good understanding of how he feels about the 2020 election, there you go.
So Garrity, a total Trump loyalist, election denier, just a couple of the other issues worth mentioning. And I guess all of this stuff kind of is under the Trump loyalist umbrella because it's all stuff that this administration has done. But she said it was absolutely the right thing to do to end the ACA subsidies, which had real impact on Pennsylvanians on how much they're paying for healthcare, access to healthcare. On economic stuff, on the tariffs, Garrity said that the Trump tariffs would be fantastic. And then on the economy broadly, she said that things are trending in the right direction. This is really a Darlene Graham situation. Some of these other folks that we've been talking about, like Zach Lane and Andy Biggs and Mike Collins, like they're terrible in their own unique ways. Stacey is kind of terrible just in I will be a vessel for Trumpism way.
Comparing Biggs and Garrity, Biggs I know and have covered for a decade. Biggs is a true believer in all of this stuff. And Garrity strikes me as someone who understands what the game is in the modern GOP and what you have to say and what you have to do to get along. And I think that's a little scarier because you don't know what their limit is. I mean, you look at someone like Thomas Massey, everyone thought he was very similar to the Freedom Caucus guys, and he clearly had a limit. Marjorie Taylor Greene clearly had a limit. A lot of these true believers, they have like a line that it's very far away from everybody else's line, but it does exist. And I think with someone who is just a political opportunist, there isn't a line. There's just, I'm doing this because this is the only way to get ahead. And that's what they want. That's the end goal.
Yeah. JBL talked about this on TNL a little bit about the Norman Graham race. And he was offering that, like, well, since Norman is like so extreme and has this long record of far right views, like maybe Graham, is more preferable. I give the counter view, which is like, no, like Trump could try to whatever, make Barron a dictator, and Stacey Garrity and Darlene Graham will go along with that. Like Ralph Norman, who is contemptible in a lot of ways, did, vote to release the Epstein files.
Most of the Hill press corps would have preferred Ralph Norman to win because he is very honest and candid when he talks. And that can help give you a better understanding on the actual pulse of the party and of the Senate Republican Conference. And someone like Darlene Graham, you really don't know. You really have to wait till Trump tells her what to say. And Garrity strikes me as the same breed.
Since you covered Biggs for 10 years since in the series, do you have any little Andy Biggs stories that you want to add as some lagniappe to the video?
He knew that I went to Arizona State, so despite working for the Bulwark, he was always very good about answering my questions. And he probably thought that like my family lived in Arizona. Not true. So he was like worried about votes. Biggs was always nice and candid. And I think that's another thing with members of Congress is like if they know that you have a connection in any small way to their state or their district, they're way more nice and amenable, even if they're not good people. You know, so
for example, Biggs is extremely nice and amenable to like the polygamous pedophile cult in Arizona because, you know, they're constituents too. You know, Joe?
Some of the worst politicians in this country are the nicest people, at least when you're doing your job. So Biggs was good in that respect. But in terms of like, you know, how it applies to the country and the state of Arizona, probably not too great.
That's Joe Pertico. We appreciate his reporting always on the Hill. Go get that Press Pass newsletter if you're looking for succinct, manageable, dishy, fun, interesting update on what's going on the Hill. Joe Pertico's got you covered. So go sign up for that at thebulwark.com. Appreciate your brother. And everybody subscribe to this YouTube feed. We'll see y'all soon.